Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
You know, I don't know really, but the Spirit of Yahweh been saying to me all this morning is that we ought to take a minute here and intercede. There's something out there. I don't know exactly what that is, but we need to intercede. So let's just intercede for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Yeshua, we come against every evil force. Hallelujah. We cast it down to the pit in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We turn away any evil away from our families, our congregation, our people, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Satan, you have no power here. For at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Yahweh, for the glory of Yahweh the Father. We forbid any transgression by any spirit upon any one of our family, of our congregation, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Let's just give a man. Now you may be seated. That's a good enough prayer for both. Well, if I would stick to norms today, you should be out of here about 2:15. But I'm not speaking because you got a meeting at 2:30. So I know I don't have much time. So all I'm going to do is just open up the discussion. And I kind of knew in my spirit that we would not have a lot of time to minister this morning, and I'm okay with that. You just have to know what God wants you to do. And whatever the Holy Spirit does, that's good. If it's less time, that's good. Hallelujah. But I'm just going to open up and read to you from the 8th chapter of Evereen. And if you would turn there. And I'm going to start at the, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2, and then I'm going to skip to verse 5. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which Yahweh pitched and not man. Fifth verse. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moshe was admonished of Yahweh when he was about to make the tabernacle of the Mishkan. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now have he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. I want to just talk a minute about the word pattern. Tupos, or tupas, whichever you cared, is an example or a type of something. And what we have been talking about is that everything that pertains to the New Testament is in the pattern, in the Old Testament. Now, how many of you know what a pattern is? Well, you know, the old folks, and really, actually, don't go back, it goes back a little less than that. My wife used to do this. They would get a pattern from Sears or Montgomery Ward. They probably don't even sell them anymore, do they? Oh, they do. And she would take that pattern and lay it out on the table. And then she would take her material and she would pin each material to the pattern. And then she would cut out the dress according to the pattern. Now, because she had a pattern, she could go back and check to see if she did everything according to the pattern. If she did not have a pattern, there would be no way to verify that what she did was correct. So here, Yahweh said to Moshe, when he commanded him to build the tabernacle, and let's go to the tabernacle. The Bible said, Yahweh admonished Moshe. See here, said he, that you make all things according to the pattern that I showed you in the mountain. So this became the pattern of salvation. The reason we have so much error in the church world today is because the people don't know they have a pattern. And when you don't have a pattern, you just make up stuff. You come to an area where you don't quite understand it, you just make it up. It must have meant this. But if you had a pattern, you could go back and check the pattern to see if what you have measures up to the pattern. Am I right or wrong? So I've been trying to show you, there is no reason why we have so much division in the church world today about what is right and what is wrong, because we have a pattern. This is the pattern. First of all, the pattern says there is one way to God. So no matter what you think, you ought to be able to check the pattern out and come to the realization that there's only one way to God. Now, the only thing is incumbent upon you is that you find the right way. Because there's only what? One way. So you should be seeking for that way to God. But we are in the era, in the time of social media, and everybody got a word, something that they have to say about everything. And there's so much lies out in the social media area, and so much ignorance swirling around out there that most of the church folks don't know what's up or what's down. I'm on. And when you show them what's up, they're going to say, how do you know? Well, I know because I have a pattern. And all I have to do is lay that doctrine on the pattern. If it lines up, we good. Hallelujah. So if I say to you, there's one way to God, you ought to be able to go back to the pattern and see if there's another way. Am I right or wrong? If there's not another way, you have to acknowledge that there's only one way to God. Somebody is right and somebody is wrong. Hallelujah. And the pattern says that everyone that comes in must come in at the gate. Come in, we say door, but you know, they didn't have doors like this. They had gates. And they lived in tents. So they had the flap on the tent that represented the door. But everyone who wants to get to God must come in at the gate. And everybody must come in at the same gate. You don't have a gate for Baptist. You don't have a gate for Methodist or for Presbyterian. You have a gate for God. And you're trying to get to God, who is back here in the holiest of holies. Then once you understand that there's only one way, then you come to the altar of sacrifice. And the one that died there is the one that is the Savior of the world. And I taught you guys that in order to get in here, let's just back up a little bit. Then I'll come back to this. But here you must acknowledge the sacrifice. Then once you acknowledge the sacrifice, you have to advance to the golden laver, which had a top cup and a bottom cup, and you had to wash from beneath and above, be baptized. This was a type of baptism. Now, if you don't believe that, you can go to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. And 1 Corinthians 11 chapter mirrors that by saying they were all baptized in the sea and in the cloud. Two baptisms. Here it showed what? Two baptisms. Let's show the labor. Since I don't have much time, I can be more detailed because I'm going to be shutting it down. This is the labor made out of brass. This brass was so shiny that when you come up to it, you could see yourself. Huh? And if there was any dirt on you, what if it wasn't not, you can't know what that dirt on you. You've been out there, that's dirt. Am I right or wrong? How many of you can say, I ain't got no dirt on me? I ain't never had no dirt on me. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yahweh. And so you had to wash here. And smote the 30th chapter said you must wash that you die not. If you did not wash, you're dead. So that says to us, if you are not baptized from beneath and from above, you're dead to God. Then, once you acknowledge this, then and only then are you ready to enter the mikdash, the holy place. And that's a type of the church. Let's go back to the tabernacle. Here. Once you come in, once you finish here, then, only when you have acknowledged the sacrifice, only when you are baptized from above and beneath, only then can you go into the Mishkan, which are the mikdash, which is the Mishkan is the entire tabernacle. The Mikdash is this place here. Let's go to it. The holy place. This is the church. Walls are inlaid with gold, meaning that everything in the church is not about you. It's about God. Gold represents deity. It's not about you, how you feel, what you think. It's all about God. And if we would understand that, all the division would go, because we would understand it's not about what we think. It's not about us. It's about God and doing His will. And once you enter here, the Bible, and we'll see this in later lessons, it said the priests in here did the service of God. Once you're in here, and many of you have failed, because once you're in here, there are three things that you must do. You must minister in the Holy Spirit. You must minister because the lampstand represents the Holy Spirit. The table of shewbread represents the word. And the golden altar of incense represents prayer. Every one of you should be in a prayer service. Every one of you should be at Bible study and studying the word of Yahweh. And every one of you should be baptized in the Holy Ghost and walking in the Holy Ghost. Now, I said some things the other day that created a problem for some people, when I talk a little bit about in service, you know, and how we are operating. Some folks are doing speaking in tongues, some people are doing this, and God is trying to do something else. Everything here is about God. So no matter whether you're leading song service or praying or whatever it's about God and not about you. So whether you are up here leading song service or whether you're down here, your mindset should be, it's not about me. I'm just a channel for the Spirit of God to move through. And once we understand that, then God can move freely within our congregation. That should be in our mind. That should be in our soul. It's not about me. It's about me being a channel for the expression and manifestation of the Holy Spirit. That's all it's about. So here, Yeshua said, if you remember in Yohanan, I told you last week, Yeshua said to the people, he said, I am that manna that came down from heaven. I'm the living word, right? If you eat of me, you won't die. Now, oh my, I'm way late, am I not? Okay, so let's just kind of end it all here. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. I'm just a channel for the expression of the Spirit of God. The whole church should learn this. It's not about what I do and how I can't shout up God. I can shout down God, but I can't shout up God. I can't talk up God. With all of my talking, I still can't bring the manifestation of the Spirit with talking. Oh, Lord, am I getting too deep for you? I can talk, and that's okay. But my mind should always be, I am a channel for the Spirit of Yahweh to manifest Himself. So when it's time to stop talking, we stop talking. When it's time to stop shouting, we stop shouting. But if your mind, if your heart is, I just want to be a channel for the manifestation, the expression of God. If your heart is there, God will use you. But if you got an idea, oh, I'm a good song person because I can holler enough and everybody get excited. That's flesh. So my brothers and sisters, I've been in the church over 50 years. And I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I've seen the stage shouting. We had a little bit this morning when the people start doom, 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 doom. See, that's... Maybe I'm getting a little bit too. But I've seen devils shout. I have. I'm sitting there watching that devil. I know he's a devil. And he's shouting the house down. Because the music came on. Do, 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 do. Look, brothers and sisters. Yahweh is trying to bring us to a place where he wants us, with a mind that he wants us. Let this mind be in you that was also in Mashiach Yeshua. And though he was in the form of Yahweh, he thought it not robbery to be equal with Yahweh, but he made himself of no reputation. And took on him the form of a man. And taking on the form of a man, he humbled himself. That's where we ought to be operating. Humbling ourselves. I have been saved all these years. I founded this church and other ministries. And yet, to me, I have done nothing myself. I have nothing to brag about because it's what God did. I don't have any special talents. It's I allowed myself to be used. And the manifestation of that came about. So, brothers and sisters, I'll stop here because I didn't get into my message. It's too late. And you know what? Doesn't matter. We had a good time today, right? Hallelujah. We had a good time today. And all it's about is about doing what the Holy Spirit is moving us to do. So I want you to know that God has a special hand upon this church. Yeah, it's not full. It's not full because when God is moving, a whole lot of people don't want to be there. Only when the manifestations become so powerful are they drawn to that. But there must be first a vanguard of people who are only wanting to be used by Yahweh and by the Spirit of Yahweh. So that's what God is trying to get us to. You can't be used if you got doubt. If you have any doubt about the name of Yeshua, you can't be used. You can't be used. You can't be fully used because you're not the correct vessel. You have to be all in. You know, you got to be all in. Hallelujah. If you're not all in, then you all out. Yeshua said, it can't be halfway. You're either in or you're out. So that's where we are. This church is called to making a decision. Are you in or are you out? Are you down for what God is doing? Or you're not down for what God is doing. And you will be tested to see. So let's all begin to humble ourselves and allow Yahweh, the Spirit of Yahweh, to work through us. and manifest himself to the world. And then the world will learn that there is only one name. There's only one way. There's only one baptism. There's only one name. There's only one church. And somebody said, but is this the only church? No. Anybody who gets in at the gate and have the one way and the one name and the one baptism, they're the church. Whether they're here in Chicago or in Memphis, Tennessee. Whether they know us or don't know us, but if they have the one name, the one baptism, the one way, then they're in. They don't have to be with us to be in. So I'm not saying we are the only one. I'm saying being who we are in place where we are, it's up to us to allow ourselves to be used. Father Yahweh, we thank you for this time. We ask that you would bless us and help us to come to that point where you want us to be. And we just thank you and give you glory in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. I would be remiss if I didn't allow someone who the Holy Spirit has dealt with.